I'm not going to do it. Monday, no. I'm going home. I'll see you later. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hi, Kevin. See you later. I'm going home.
Oh, glad to meet you. Name Figger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Figger.
And that's the keyword this hour.
That's right.
Tigger.
Imagine Tigger was my favorite when I was a little kid.
What a surprise.
Can you imagine that?
Here's an opinion piece. We no longer know how to behave in public.
Oh, yeah, I do. Shut up. You're stupid.
We're officially in a bad audience summer. The simultaneous arrivals of Barbie and Oppenheimer in movie theaters has spawned a slew of hand-wringing articles about the drastic decline in people's behavior in cinemas.
Lots of pearl clutching going on.
And I got to tell you that I had made it a habit to sit up in the front section.
You mean like...
If there's a front section of seats at movies, I would always sit in the back row of the front section so that most of the people were behind me.
Okay.
So then you don't have to deal with people on their phone or talking to each other or whatever. It's pretty much just you and the screen, and there's no one behind you.
I always do the exact opposite. I'm in the very back of the theater, as far back against the wall as possible.
Is that right?
Yeah, because then there's no one behind you, and you can see everybody up there, but you can just kind of ignore them in front of you. And
but people
just,
with their phones out, it doesn't bother catch
me.
Your attention?
Yeah, as long as they're that far away and I'm on the back wall. So we're kind of doing the same thing, but on different ends.
We're trying to ignore them in different ways. Yeah.
Why take your damn phone into a theater? I would love to take that phone and smash it and smash it and smash it. That's what I like to do to your damn phone.
It's not just that. It's also people talking.
Oh, shut up. Whatever you have to say is not the slightest bit important. No one cares.
So we're going to talk about bad movie experiences.
There you go.
You had a bad movie experience because somebody else, .. was yelling at each other, was asking questions about the plot.
There's a noisy candy lady who just kept ripping out the candy every time, like, some important scene is long.
There are so many people that get on social media in a movie.
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
No one cares what you have to say while you're in the theater.
I can't.
They don't care anyway. They really don't then.
I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, it's so not about being there as a couple that I got used to going to movies by myself.
Sure, I used to. I got
so just because
many
it was
movies.
Like, well, yeah. It's the only thing where you're literally supposed to not do anything.
Right. Yeah, you're
make
not.
Make any sound, follow,
exactly.
Just watch the movie.
Right.
But it doesn't work that way.
818-955-KLOS. Do you have an example, a recent example for yourself?
Bad movie experiences. I had the old person sitting next to an old person.
Okay.
Describing to the old person what was happening on the screen.
Well, dear, those are called credits, and they are the names of the people who are in the film we're about to see.
Yeah, it was like that.
Oh,
and it started at the beginning and went all the way through. And then you go, well, I'm kind of an asshole now because they're old and they can't hear. And
But do you always select your seats, like reserve your seats in advance?
Yes, I always do.
And then do you look to see? I always waited until as close to as possible to find the emptiest.
Right,
section.
To stay in the emptiest section.
Yeah. What about babies?
It's unfortunate that you need to do that.
Yeah.
Also, people bringing babies to any movie.
Why? If they don't understand what's going on in the movie, they shouldn't be in there.
I don't think they're bringing them for them.
No,
for the
I know
babies.
That.
I think they're bringing them because they can't find
lazy.
Anyone to take care of them. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Bad movie experiences. 818-955-KLOS.
They never were quiet. The old people
nope.
They sat there and through the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he just laying on the ground bleeding? Is he what? Is he dead?
The fighters flew and rescued Tigger. Loves that song, from what I understand. Big fan. Tigger is from
Tigger
what I
is the keyword.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking about why people can't behave at the movies. Why is it so hard to just sit and watch a movie?
Yeah, just sit there, be quiet, turn your phone off, don't talk to whomever's with you, don't bring a baby, don't be sitting there ripping into candy all day long.
And what was somebody doing to you?
The guy kept kicking the back of my, you know, with
kicking the back of your seat.
Yeah, he kept kicking me nonstop. And I turn around. At first, I wouldn't say nothing. You know, I was trying to be, you know, cordial, prudent. But it got to the point, Sluggo, where I had to turn around and say, hey, buddy, do you mind? I mean, come on. How many times do you need to kick my darn chair? Or, I mean, I'm trying to watch a movie and you're kicking me. You don't like it? You can move, he tells me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, so guess what? He moves me down further to the right all the way to the end. And then I got kids who keep, you know.
They keep
interrupting. Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I want popcorn. Mommy, I just couldn't win. I just couldn't win, buddy. But
wow.
Hey, it is what it was.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. That's true.
Right on. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling, man. You know, there's nothing like on a plane, too.
Yep,
in the back
same thing.
Can't stand it.
KLOS, hello.
I took a super hot chick to the movies in high school. It was just her and I in the movie theater, and then right before the movie starts, some creep came right behind us and sat two rows behind us for the whole movie.
And could have had any place else to sit, but needed to be near you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were figuring you guys were going to be more entertaining than the movie.
And we would have been if he wasn't there.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That's annoying.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about bad movie experiences.
Oh, yeah. I just went Saturday night, finally. Of course, you know, I haven't been to the movies in a while before that. And, of course, I sit in the middle of the theater, which is my favorite section. And to the left of me, there's a couple who sits down. And I'm like, whatever. And the wife literally talking, making comments on every preview. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, she's going to talk throughout the entire film. I already know it. And even the husband was like, are you going to talk through the whole movie? Yeah, I was like, yes, finally. He said, somebody said something. You know, most guys with their girlfriends don't say nothing, but this guy did say something.
So did it actually work? Did she shut up through the rest of the movie?
Yes.
Ah, so, wow. Excellent. There you go. If your partner is babbling, tell him to shut up.
You tell him. Take it on you.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Bad movie experiences. We're talking about bad movie experiences and the audiences and what's wrong with them.
Be quiet!
What movie were you at?
Went to see The Matrix. Little kids in the goddamn thing. Oh, with The Matrix. With The Matrix. I tell you what, man. Leave your kids at home, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to put that kid in the Matrix.
Understood.
But I quit going to movies because of that. It's just like, you go there, and it's a waste of my money if I can't watch the
film. No, 100%, man.
I don't know what's going on.
That's one of the reasons I loved Arclight, and it sucks that they went out of business, because they really would enforce that. They're like, you'll shut up, or we'll throw you out. And I love that.
Yeah. Same.
It's really expensive.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling, and I love your idea of putting the kid in the Matrix.
KLOS, hello.
Last time I had a, can I say, a kid with a dirty diaper, the parents who bring the kid in with a stinky diaper. I mean,
it ruins
the film, especially when it's Oppenheimer. I mean, it really...
Wow, so this just happened.
It just happened, yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. You've got a child. They're going to take care of you when they get older. So for 5-6 years, you don't get to go to movies.
That's it. That's your punishment for being a youth in America. Right?
Maybe the atom bomb scared the shit out of that baby. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, my ass.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, if you guys wanted to hear about movie.
Yes,
movie
bad movie experiences. Yeah. What happened?
So we took the kids to see Transformers, and halfway through the movie, they start snoring like a freight train.
Ah.
And there was nobody next to him. He was by himself. So, of course, it just wouldn't stop. We had to go.
Oh.
Wow.
My dad used to fall asleep in movies, but we were right there next to him. We're like, wait,
yeah, you'd elbow him, right?
All the time, and he'd snore and
But what would you do if somebody fell asleep?
Yeah.
Would you go wake them up?
Throw ice at him?
I don't know. That's weird.
I think I would throw ice at him.
I think you did the right thing. You just pulled the chute and said, forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I went to a movie by myself because I really wanted to see something and I wanted to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of teenagers came in the front and they started throwing popcorn at each other and laughing, and they were in the very first row. I really couldn't take it because nobody else would say anything. So I went down there and grabbed the ringleader and made him sit with me and shut the up the entire time.
Well, you rule. Done. You know what? From now on, whenever I go to a movie, you're going with me.
Yes. And you know what? You should. Take a black woman with you and see what happens.
That rules.
I feel that.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Bad movie experiences. Talking about bad movie experiences. You had one?
Right before the pandemic, a fight broke out between a couple at the movie theater.
Oh,
like,
no.
Maybe about 15, 20 minutes into the movie starting. And they got escorted, but they pretty much told us, you guys are out of luck. Here's some free tickets. You guys can come back.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It was Little Women. It wasn't that big of a deal.
It was
How
Little
you
Women.
Get into a fight during, well, I guess you're not paying any attention
it
to the movie.
It has nothing to do with Little Women, I'm sure.
No, the wife was like yelling at him or getting, before the movie started, the wife was yelling at him. Next thing you know, she's like, I told you. And all of a sudden they just started arguing. And
oh, no.
Somebody ran and got somebody up front because they thought they were going to start fist fighting. And then they were telling everybody,
wow.
The movie was pretty much ruined at that point. But they gave us all return tickets.
Great for them to do that. Now, listen up, theaters. That's the kind of stuff you do. You take care of the patrons. That's
agreed.
Cool. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey. Is this a bad movie thing?
Yes. Bad movie experiences.
All right. Well, I can't remember the movie, but it was took my twin kids. They were, I think, 11 at the time. We're having this nice time. There's this family behind us, kind of chitty-chatty during the previews, and I'm thinking, okay, they'll calm down. And they did. They got quiet. Then all of a sudden, we hear this noise. We hear a splattering sound. My one daughter looks at me. The kid behind her puked on her head.
Oh, man. No.
Wow.
And my daughter just looked at me with these big eyes and was like, what do I do now? I turned around and looked at the family, and they acted like nothing happened. Did nothing with their infant, that it just puked all over the back of the seat and also on my kid. And
wow.
I'm like, really? And then I took my kids out, and then we tried to clean her hair in the bathroom, and she's like, I want to get back in the movie. I want to see what happened. I'm like, you are such a trooper.
Wow, no kidding. Wow. And why do people pretend like nothing happened?
Just own it.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
Okay, that's about as awful as I've heard.
Yeah, same.
About as bad as it gets.
It was pretty bad.
You win by losing. Well done.
Correct. You have the worst story.
Finally, I win something.
Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? Slugo, I know you have.
But... No. No, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
I don't know. No. Oh, okay. No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French East. President, yeah.
And Rick East, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station. You
know, there's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener?
No,
they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on, and I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Slugo.
Oh, excellent.
No.
Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me... No, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first... week I was on the air at K-Rock. Wow. I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good
we
job,
didn't,
guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Welcome.
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And
yeah.
So I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you,
yeah,
Sluggo?
No, that was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right I never after. Forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning, and he was on late at night, but I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, dude, I remember you with the party patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you, and so I guess...
Well, I didn't even know you had even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's
yes.
on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I, for whatever, I was going to the restroom upstairs, I went upstairs, and they have this really... Like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that? That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot of K-Rock.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird, and it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing
this. This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Play it by ear, but okay. It's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going, you know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things? Like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. They have snacks, Lego?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows there are snacks. And that word for me was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Had nothing
right.
to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes, and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello, and he tasted it and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England. He said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
You could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I haven't.
So far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night,
and
I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he called, he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going on.
Way, in that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
I won't. Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on. I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and you asked, should he be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour?
All hours.
And 92% or something
but
said
that's,
every hour.
That's
I voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know what would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian? I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you
showing
up.
That's true. That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, "Dude, you should come up and see the house someday." Totally didn't remember that. I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes. Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house?
Matt
Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, "What the F are you doing here?" loves Matt.
Yeah, I would argue, I would say Matt was probably his favorite co-worker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy.
I kind of
understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over.
It's over.
What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
I am here to tell you that people are dumb.
I have run into that myself.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bing.
Now, I don't normally do stories about spiders because I had a brown recluse bite me.
Not a fan of spiders. Were you ever a fan of spiders? Like, as a kid, you never let them play on your hand?
No, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I wasn't scared of them, per se, like I am now.
You mocked folk who were scared.
Yes, I used to make fun of people who were scared of spiders.
Just a spider. Until...
Now I kill them dead.
Because
a brown recluse bit me near my neck, and it was a six-month process. The skin died.
It was, dead skin. It was like leprosy.
And I had to get a skin graft from skin on the side of my head.
And you still have a scar.
I do. I'll have it forever, yeah.
Ended your modeling career, as
it
I remember.
It did, yeah. That was rough.
But, yeah.
But this one is an 8-year-old boy in Bolivia. He ended up in the hospital after allowing himself to be bitten by a dangerous black widow spider.
What do you mean, allowed himself to?
He turned
exactly
over
does
a
that
rock.
Work? Uh-huh.
And there was a spider there.
Yeah.
And he picked up the spider.
Why?
And put it on the back of his hand.
Like I was just saying, some kids like to play with spiders.
Yes.
But you got to know what the poisonous ones if you're going to do something like that.
You would think so. But this kid did it.
Yeah.
And in order to become
Spider-Man. Oh, no.
Yes.
He needs to sue Marvel.
He was reportedly playing near a river close to his house, turned over a big rock, discovered a black widow spider without realizing the consequences of being bitten by a highly poisonous spider. He grabbed it and put it on the back of his hand in hopes of being bitten.
So that maybe he could fly around the city and maybe start becoming a superhero and wear tights.
Yep.
I never wanted to wear the tights. I wanted the capes. That all the superheroes.
Yeah, of course, everybody wants a cape.
I want the tights.
No one wants the tights.
So he shouldn't have gone for that, and he would have been fine today.
He started having symptoms like body aches and intense muscle spasms.
Man. Wow.
Initially, the boy didn't say anything to his mom, but after about 3 hours of this.
All right, Mom.
I got bit by a spider, so she took him to the hospital.
Bit by a spider, and now you're telling me, why did you wait? Would be that question you don't want to hear.
Yes, of course. And he didn't know what kind of spider it was.
But he described it.
So he went to the hospital, and he had to describe it for them. And they took him to a couple of different hospitals.
Oh, man, that's fun. Getting sicker and sicker the whole time. Not turning into Spider-Man.
And finally, they figured out that it was a black widow and gave him the anti-venom.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Wow.
This is the official statement. These black spiders with red backs are black widows.
Durr.
They do not cause anyone to become Spider-Man. That's the official statement.
They do not cause anyone to become Spider-Man. Please make a note of it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo, that was his experience when he had long hair. Dude looks like a lady.
Yes, on a regular basis.
He would get hit on all the time.
Excuse me, miss. What?
I love that so much. We have talked about you wanting to go into space. You would go to Mars. Do all of the above.
I would actually move to Mars. I would live the rest of my life knowing I can't get back to Earth if I could live on Mars. I would so do that.
Would you take a flying electric taxi?
A flying electric taxi?
Yes.
That's
automated.
I don't know. Does it go into space?
No.
No, well, I'm not sure.
It's just a taxi.
Man, I don't really trust
that. And they're trying it in England. It's a battery-powered aircraft.
Okay.
And it's Vertical Aerospace's experimental battery-powered flying taxi crashed at the airport while trying out.
You were hoping I'd say yes. You were going to arrange it and not tell me that one had crashed, weren't you?
No, I mean, but don't you get the feeling like living in Los Angeles, how great would it be to have a air taxi
flying, so it literally
fly from point A to point B without being in traffic,
and that's what it does. It's in the city. It actually stays in whatever city you're in.
That's what they're working on. Yeah,
fly you over the hill to Hollywood so you go see a movie.
How great would that be?
Hell yeah! All right, I'm a little on board. I'd have to be like 10 years in.
My point. Yeah. My point is, I am not an early adopter of this.
No, that's why I would go into space, because I trust NASA. They've been around forever and they know what they're doing.
And if they don't, you won't know then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anyway, so quick
in this particular place you might get you might be in an accident.
Yeah, so where did it crash?
It was in England. Mm-hmm. And they were doing, it's called the VX4 vehicle, and it crashed while running a crucial test that it needed to get its license an air taxi.
So is this like it's like a kind of, you call it shows up, you get in, there's no one else
there's no pilot. Right.
And
it's automated.
It seats like one or two or something?
I think it seats two.
Two, okay, all right.
But it's going to be a long time before, especially in Southern California, before you get into an air taxi no one else in.
Not sure that I would like a pilot more than not a pilot, though, because, imagine that's the dude's job. He's driving he's flying that taxi all the time.
Right.
He gets all the crap. He's really bored with it. He fought with his wife last night.
You think automated would be better? I'd rather have...
I think it might be better.
Really?
Yeah. Oddly.
I'm not down with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm willing to try, though. And they need to bring it here to L.A.
If you'll try it out, then I'll know if it's safe or not.
Yeah, I will. And then in 10 years.
Then I can decide to take it. It's not for me right now.
No.
Not an early adopter.
We would be going to our doctor's appointments in 10 years.
Exactly. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What's Up with Florida, one of our favorite features.
What is going on with that state? Is it the heat? Is it the sunshine? Is it the water?
Every day there's a crazy story that comes
out
of here.
Literally every day.
Today's nearly naked Florida man arrested after multiple hit and run crashes. A Florida man wearing only socks and a small covering wrapped around his waist. It's like, what do you call?
A loincloth?
It looks like a cover-up, I think, for a woman that's at the beach or swim.
Oh, a soiree?
Whatever it is.
That's a party, I think. But
that's what he's got wrapped around his...
sarong? I don't know.
He's got wrapped around his waist.
Yeah, not enough, buddy.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said the SUV was speeding and struck multiple cars. A Florida Fish and Wildlife officer tried to pull over the driver.
Well, he's like, you know what? I mean, that's my job, but I'm going to stop this guy. I'm going to shut this down.
Identified as 22-year-old Stephen Peterson of Port Orange, but he did not stop the car.
Of course. That's his... Of
Can
course.
You imagine the Florida Fish and Wildlife going, I tried to pull the guy over, but I just...
I mean, imagine you're sitting in your car and it gets sideswiped and you look and it's like a nude dude. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Why am I in Florida?
The SUV then drove onto Old Kings Elementary School property and drove around the running track before getting onto Old Kings Road.
No, nothing weird about that.
Socks and a wrap. Sheriff's officials said Peterson then drove into a landfill and into a wooded area.
Well, at least he's in the landfill. That's where he belongs.
Deputies went up to the car, told Peterson and his passenger to get out. They wouldn't.
Wait, who's the passenger?
There was a woman that was a passenger.
Oh, really? What was she wearing?
She was dressed.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I don't know.
The other way around, dumbbell.
I don't understand that. apparently, and then they were going to, you know how you have to... frisk everybody to make sure that they don't have weapons.
Sure, yeah.
So there's a guy standing in the woods with socks and one of those wrap-ups around right. his waist. And this is a really quick clip, and somebody else is yelling something over it. So I'm going to tell you what it says first.
Okay.
He says, do you have any weapons? And right. then the guy's like, no, that's just a wrap. Please don't check there.
Please don't check there.
Leave it alone. Listen.
We have not checked the vehicle yet.
Please leave that there. It's just covering my junk. Please leave that there.
You know what? I'm with him on that one. In this one instance, I agree with him.
We have not checked the vehicle yet.
It's just covering my junk. Please leave it there.
I would have so many questions for him. Like, why socks and not shoes?
What? Why not put the socks somewhere else?
Why not just go full nude?
Right, just exactly.
You're not wearing any clothes.
If you're going to go for it, go for it.
Right, that's what's wrong with Florida. Go, step it up.
Get naked.
In China, they're very upset with the length of bathroom breaks at work. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
How did David Bowie into that?
Yes, that's Whiplash Radio.
Yeah, I love it.
In the past, there have been stories on how they cut employee salaries for spending too much time in the toilet.
All right. And, you know, Superstore sort of addressed this. I loved that show. It was brilliant. And they would actually be tracking them. They had to have their phones on them all the time. And so when they were in the bathroom, they would time their break.
Yep. Others, where they fined workers for having using the toilet more than once a day.
Man, once a day?
Yep.
Come on.
And even a company that installed timers on the toilet booths.
Well, what happens when it, does it throw you out?
I don't know.
Push you out? You haven't wiped yet, but you're out.
I don't know. But none of those examples even come close to the solution
okay.
of one technology company.
Oh, no.
Which reportedly installed cameras above the booths of its employee bathroom.
Wow.
To monitor phone use during bathroom breaks.
Yeah, you know, the reason we want to make sure the money doesn't dry up, so we're going to watch you when you're in the toilet.
Photos captured from the footage of the bathroom cameras recently made their way onto Chinese social media.
Sure, of course.
And then they were able to go, hey, by the way, I know that building.
Right.
And that bathroom is the Chinese Aviation Lithium Battery Technology. It's a state-owned company specializing in the production of lithium batteries.
How pissed off would you be if you found yourself in a photo online?
The big difference between the United States and China.
Right.
China can effing do this.
Yeah, exactly.
They put a camera in the bathroom.
So that the man makes more money.
Yes.
So he doesn't waste any time with you.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Somebody putting cameras in the toilet.
To make sure that you're not goofing off. That
right.
You're working at all times.
I don't know that they want to see my working.
Give me five.
Million
songs in a row with Kevin and Slug.
Boo, it's Monday, boo. Just think though, a week from today, it'll be Labor Day weekend and you'll be stretched out on the couch in your underwear still. That'll be nice. But because it's Monday, we're trying to come up with dance songs, songs with dance in the title. 818-955-KLOS.
How about Dance to the Beat from Van Halen?
Give me five. Five songs that make you want to dance. Monday dance party. Do you have one for us?
Yes. David Bowie, let's dance.
Let us dance.
Woo!
We shall dance.
Who are you?
Jody.
Jody, we shall now dance. Hi, KLOS. It's Give Me Five Songs with Dance in the title. What do you got?
Hey, I got two for you to choose from. I'm either going to go with Steve Miller, Dance, 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 or Frank Zappa, Dancing Fool.
Well, I was gonna use a naughty word and say F, yeah. Yeah, let's do Zappa.
Hey, have a good one, guys. Thanks.
Keep those pumpkins down. I'm sorry, there's a bunch of barking pumpkins out in the hall. It's Give Me Five Songs with Dance in the title for your Monday pleasure. Hello, KLOS, what do you got?
Dancing Queen ABBA.
Are you on your medication today, sir, or have you forgotten your medication?
I am.
Cool, would you share?
Yes, sir, always.
ABBA, you got it. Here it is. Might sound a little like the Beatles, though.
You rock. Thank you, guys.
You know what I've been thinking?
What would that be?
I need a dollar.
Ah!
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm just floored that they have made weed legal in so many places. That just blows me away.
Floored that there are still places that they haven't.
Well, that's true. I mean, get on board already. What are you waiting for?
Then you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, it'll be fine.
Yeah, as soon as they make it, federally not a problem, then everybody's going to be on board. So I was thinking, let's talk about those states that have not yet legalized it.
What?
Not yet legalized
it. Not yet.
That are like, I don't know, man. That weed, that's some bad stuff. We better not let you have that.
So Bobcat Goldthwait is here?
Yeah, I guess so. I love him. I'm channeling him for some reason. And I just lost my list. Stoner lost his list of the places where you can't have weed, man.
So I automatically win.
Yeah, you win.
That's good news.
That's right.
So
well,
what's the question? What am I supposed to be giving
just
you?
Looking for the states that still are saying, no, man, that's terrible. You can't have it. And in fact, I look at this as sort of a PSA. You know, they're not only states that aren't any fun, but also you just generally wouldn't want to visit them anyway.
Just stay away.
Yeah, when you see this list of states, when you hear it, you're kind of like, I don't really want to go there anyway. So, yeah, you can't take your bong into which states, dude, which ones? There's a lot of them. There's an amazing number.
Six guesses to get four?
I think there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a top 10 list per se, but there's so many. Let's do seven guesses to get five.
All right.
Seven
to get five.
Yeah.
Utah. Very strict there.
Utah is definitely on the list.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's good. That's one. You're on your way to that dollar to buy a tiny little nug of weed. Tiny.
I don't remember seeing any. Yes, I do. I was trying to think of signage for weed in Vegas.
In Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not my guess.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think I've seen it. I think Nevada.
Nevada?
Yeah.
No, you can buy some marijuana in Nevada, which is so much better because, I used to sneak my pipe in and everything.
Yeah, of course.
No, you can't do that.
You just buy it
there.
Don't
have to bother. Exactly.
New York.
New York State.
Correct.
New York State is one where you can definitely buy some weed. So that's
what? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happened recently, actually.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to think.
Now, to think of states you wouldn't want to go to because.
Connecticut is one I wouldn't want to go to.
Connecticut.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to go to Connecticut?
Correct.
Let's see, is that on the list of. Surprisingly, no.
What?
You can buy weed in Connecticut.
What?
Yeah.
I've already lost my dollar.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Montana.
Montana is a place where you can buy marijuana.
What is happening?
I gotta blow through this list really quick.
Yes.
Alabama. You don't want to go to Alabama.
No.
Arkansas. You don't want to go to Arkansas.
Nope.
Florida, of course, it's still illegal to buy recreational marijuana.
That's insane.
Georgia, and this blows me away. The first time I went to Hawaii was like 1991 or something.
Right.
More people came up to me and said, hey, man, you need some bud or what?
In Hawaii?
And anywhere. Yeah. And
really?
It's still illegal in Hawaii.
Is that
recreationally.
Right?
Recreationally. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that is crazy.
Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio. Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, of course. Did you say Utah?
I did.
Well, that one is on the list.
I did get that one.
Yeah. Yo, that's the one you got.
Yeah. You
because that's such an easy
guess. Gave me credit for that.
Yeah. West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming are all the
Why are
narcs.
These states still holding out?
Yeah.
What's
boo,
the deal? Boo, indeed.
Boo, boo.
The states not agreeing with it.
Don't
ridiculous.
Go there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
It is, this is a really super bizarre word of the day that I found, which I think you're going to love. And
nice.
By the way, we have the high-low game coming up in a few minutes.
That's right. $1,100 in a bit.
So there was a word of the day today that was irrelevant. Doesn't matter what it was. I didn't know what it was. I looked it up. It was uninteresting. But
okay.
On the right of the calendar, I saw yesterday's word. And yesterday's word is a word of the day calendar. It's like from one of the dictionary companies.
That's something that I'm almost afraid to ask you about because I'm afraid I would get into it. I love this kind of stupid stuff.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait till you hear today, yesterday's word. I'm going to just have you play it.
Okay.
And then we can discuss. So today's word, irrelevant. Yesterday's the word of the day?
Cockade.
Wait, what?
Cockade.
Cockade?
Cockade.
Okay. C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
Cockade.
Right.
What does it mean? Can you use it in a sentence, Kevin?
No, but I can tell you what it means.
Okay.
It's a rosette A knot of ribbon, usually worn on as part of a hat.
I really like the looks of your...
cockade.
How is that the word for a ribbon?
Right?
Oh.
Cockade?
How is that the word? I looked over on the right, I was like, whoa, that's a different word than I was expecting. How is that...
Take the ribbons from your hair, including the...
cockade.
How is that possible?
Hey, would you mind if I put my...
cockade.
...in your hair? Would that be okay? Would you have a problem with that?
It's clearly not sexual.
No. No, it's a nice. It's nice.
Because it comes from dictionary.com.
Exactly.
You can look it up. It's Monday, December 6th word.
You do remember why I used to look through the dictionary as a little kid.
Yes, you used to look for curse words, if I recall correctly.
I was so pleased when
Sluggo used to go through dictionaries just so he could look up hell.
All the other
damn.
Yeah, all the other kids were looking at comedy.
And mother effer.
And I was looking to see if
cockade
was in there anywhere.
It is.
It is, because it's a nice word.
It's a ribbon that's worn on a hat, usually as part of a uniform. That's a badge of office or the like.
A badge of dishonor. Hey, nice.
Cockade.
What does it mean you...
what rank have you achieved? Yeah. So that's the word of the day. Enjoy.
Cockade. Cockade.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song.
I was here
in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs?
Yes,
why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but okay. Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Who
One
would that be?
Is our friend Maren Dungy.
Right.
Who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah. She's come around to the dark side.
And then today... on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. Should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
Shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
in my hands. I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine,
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them.
No!
Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally
Bean,
will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right mm-hmm. this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's
if it makes
my
you
point!
Happy,
that's what I've been saying
happy,
the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said
Oh, my God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though? You're not
No, don't bring the socks in.
See, here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with them?
I accept
it. Oh, my God. Winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what would be great? Socks.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like, because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
that's
guys.
That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say
and
it
I'm
again.
Not going to lie.
Say it again.
Crocs, if you're listening, you're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs
you
got to
work the system. Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, right. So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred, young Allie?
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is.
It's
nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah, it was good.
Because Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad,
yes.
And then abroad, right?
That
right.
is a great
it's
idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Yay, Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. America has a drinking problem.
Yeah!
Bum, 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 bum. This is in the Atlantic, and this makes me think of you, my friend Sluggo.
And we should get Heidi on the phone, because she talks about drinking about as much as I do.
Probably. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I love her in the morning.
Have her take the same quiz that you're about to take?
Yeah, let's call her at home. Yeah.
Fine with that. The Atlantic, though, the article starts going south pretty quickly, because it says a few times that more Americans had been drinking more heavily than now. The Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't need a whole history lesson.
You don't need to go back that far.
Nope.
With your little drinking deal.
So I found a little drinking test.
Oh, nice.
Online that we're going to have you answer.
Perfect, cool.
As I believe you are a working, high-functioning alcoholic.
Is that why the general manager and the program director are standing outside
That's
the window?
That's correct.
Oh, it's an intervention.
It's an intervention.
It's been a couple hours since I had one of these.
Boy, and in what world am I leading an intervention?
It's a sad time, dude.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
If you're trying to figure out if someone is a problem drinker, mm-hmm. the first thing you need to know is something that only the drinker can answer.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable enough, you can ask the drinker this question.
All right.
Have you ever felt you should cut back on your drinking?
Duh.
Sluggo, have
duh.
You ever felt like you should cut back on your drinking?
Well, let me put it this way. Duh. Of course.
I love the soft music. I love her very soft tones.
We're going to get a joke. This is not the way to approach us
folks. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think you'll respond to her.
No.
But let's give it a try.
Yeah, shut up.
All right.
If a person who drinks is uncomfortable with how much he or she is drinking,
mm-hmm.
that means they're probably drinking excessively and on some level aware of it.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some problem drinkers have decided to cut back and found themselves unable to do so.
Have you ever decided to cut back and found yourself unable to do
you
so?
You know, for the sake of radio, I want to say yes, but the fact is no, I've never had a problem.
Really? No.
Anytime I've needed to back down. And as I get older, it's less and less.
So you have had times in your life where you back down because you felt like you needed to.
I'm drinking so much less than I did in my
That's not
teens
possible.
And 20s. Yeah. Oh, my God,
you're swimming through your life.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen it back then, dude. Remember when I didn't show up for radio jobs back in the
day? Sure, there was that.
Yeah.
Some behavioral signs of alcohol abuse can include
increasing legal troubles.
Are you having increasing legal troubles?
Oh, I got sideswiped on the freeway the other day, but that's all taken care of.
I don't think that's it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay,
yeah.
Let's try.
Showing up intoxicated at work.
Absolutely. 100%.
Hungover? Does that count, really? Mm. Like, seriously hungover?
You've never shown up to work
stoned?
Drunk? Come on.
Yeah. But not recently, yeah. It's been a little while.
Yo-yoing, which is drinking and then stopping in a repeated pattern over time.
Yo-yoing.
You mean like over like 5 minutes, you know, you stop for a second and then have another
bottle? I think she means months.
Oh, I see.
I'm not positive.
Well, maybe we should be asking you these questions, too.
Should
we both be asking these questions?
I don't really drink on a daily basis.
Right,
but when I do, I'd go hard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah. Okay.
Overreacting to any perceived criticism leveled against their drinking.
Right.
Oh, especially against the drinking. I will say that, yes, there's a little bit of that occasionally.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since someone's like, really? You're going to have another? Shut up! Yeah!
But it's not your wife, is it?
No.
Okay,
certainly
all right,
not.
Good.
Experiencing increasing financial problems.
All right.
Well, that's radio.
That?
I mean, that's just plain radio.
But
that's the stupid
is
business.
Alcohol adding to the problem?
I don't
My
think
friend?
So. I don't,
okay.
Maybe probably the management. It's oh no, so they're right outside the window. I forgot.
Stealing and likely lying about it.
Oh, probably. I'm sure you've
sure,
done that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
When a person who regularly abuses alcohol stops drinking or significantly reduces the amount of intake, withdrawal symptoms will emerge. Symptoms can include shaking, anxiety, and the desire for a drink.
And we're right back at the beginning.
You know, I got to say, though, those are really actually pretty good questions. So I guess I'm a little better off than I thought I was.
So you passed this quiz better than you thought you would.
I did.
I thought you would fail more spectacularly.
You're a
better working alcoholic than I knew.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly think that my deal with that is that if you can't make it to work, if it's getting you...
Meaning that you can't physically show up?
Pretty much, or you can't do your job or whatever.
Right.
That's when it's a problem. As long as it's your time and you're fine.
What if you've never been able to do your job well, but it's not because of drinking?
Yeah, that's me. There you go.
That's both of our problems.
All right, as promised earlier, here you go. New Volbeat.
It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and time for our weekend Next Door app update.
Oh, these are the best. What have the loons been up to, and what are they bitching about?
To whomever called 911 of the marijuana plants in the front yard, they're tomato plants, you imbecile.
Hey, growing marijuana next door.
Possible cult activity at Nixon Library.
Wow, sure.
During the entirety of my library visit, which was about an hour, I watched this man stare at photos of Gary Busey and print them off. I do not know what his agenda is, but I have a feeling it could be a cult or Illuminati related.
I do believe Gary is in some sort of cult, so it's possible.
Illuminati, though?
Sure, why not? Wow, man, oh man, why do you jump to these kind of conclusions?
Right?
Wow.
I have two unopened bottles of Thousand Island dressing that have expired, 9/2016 and 12/2016.
Wow.
12/2016. Any interest in them? Let me know if you'd like them.
There's this awesome thing called the garbage.
Yeah, there is that.
Why would you want 7-year-old? Whatever. Okay.
On my 2.5-mile walk today with my dog, I saw a grand total of 13 American flags flying. I was hoping to see more. And then there was 3 flag icons. And the next person goes, your emojis are the Liberian flag.
That is beautiful.
Best of Next Door trending post. What are cats, really?
Felines. They're creatures. They have fur and tails.
Urgent alert. Could everyone be quiet for a few? This guy says, could everyone be quiet for a few days? I need to catch up on my sleep.
Does he mean like in the neighborhood or online?
He means in the neighborhood,
oh,
I believe.
See.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You got to catch up on his sleep.
And finally, at some point yesterday, a person or person who did not live in my building removed my uncarved pumpkin from my stoop, carved it, and replaced it with candles and all.
Well, that's when you say thank you.
They carved the word penis into the side of it.
That's when you really say thank you.
You're not going out in that. Mostly for...
No, that's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's
right.
Day,
yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
Right? That is when I absolutely heard.
Don't tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Waste not, want not. That little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep. There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're in New York City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Oh, yeah. One of my parents used to say that all the time. Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yes.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
My dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
Shut up.
My dad once told me, you should have been a job.
My dad used to say, dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, so the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Pray tell, hast thou heard? The Name Game is coming back. Season 3 of the KLOS Name Game. Going to be starting on the Tuesday after Labor Day, a week from tomorrow, between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., a chance for you to win a giant pile of cash from this KLOS thing. But that's not why you called the Name Game. Remember that? The KLOS Name Game. It's coming back the Tuesday after Labor Day. A week from today, we won't have to try and cheer you up with dance songs. A week from today, it'll be Labor Day. And then the very next day, next Tuesday, see you next Tuesday for Season 3 of the Name Game. We're bringing back the Name Game, and the very first thing we're going to be looking for next Tuesday for your share of a giant pile of cash in Season 3 of the Name Game on KLOS is a classic arcade game. And every time somebody gets it wrong, well, you remember how it works. So be ready a week from tomorrow. As the legend goes, the Beatles were introduced to marijuana on this day in rock in 1964 at the Forest Hills Tennis Stadium in New York when they met Bob Dylan. This day in rock was a big one for the Rolling Stones in 1965. They signed to Decca Records. Overzealous police in riot gear inspired the Doors in Chicago to write some songs about what happened at the National Democratic Convention in Chicago on this day in rock in 1968.